To Iraq now, where last month's parliamentary elections have yet to translate into a new government. No surprise there, even optimistic observers predicted it would take time. Unfortunately, another prediction has also come true. Insurgents are taking advantage of the political gridlock to attack both the government and civilians. Over 100 people have died over the past 5 days, and Iraqis fear that the bad days of 2006 and 2007 are back. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
The killings this week stirred Baghdad's most traumatic memories. Men arrived in a suburb wearing army uniforms and executed Sunnis off a written list of names. Car bombs struck 3 embassies. And yesterday, 7 explosions ripped through Baghdad neighborhoods, killing 50 people and wounding scores. The only thing the neighborhoods had in common was that they saw terrible violence in the past. In the South Baghdad neighborhood of Saidiya, laborers cleaned up rubble where a bomb partially collapsed a building yesterday. This used to be a mixed community with Shia and Sunni living side by side. The civil war forced the two sects to flee onto opposite sides of a divided highway. Police remain on high alert, swarming around a visitor from outside the neighborhood. Mahmoud Hazim, who witnessed yesterday's explosion from his barber shop nearby, said the goal of the bombers is clear to him. It's no secret that many people want the sectarian war to come back in this country. There's no doubt about it, says Hazim. So far, though, he and his neighbors say they have no intention of letting the bombs push them back to the bloodletting that killed tens of thousands of Shiites and Sunnis in 2006 and 2007. That's what both Iraqi and American officials are counting on, says Cameron Munter, chargé d'affaires at the U.S. Embassy. He served in Iraq during the sectarian war.
I served here in 2006, and atmospherically, it's day and night compared to then. I ascribe that to what I see as a very different atmosphere, not an enraged atmosphere, but a determined atmosphere.
Munter says that Iraqis have refused to be baited into another civil war through all the major bombing attacks of the past year. And while the negotiations are fierce over building a government coalition, Munter says the violence is not intimidating Iraq's politicians either.
We don't see that this has had an impact on the leadership of the country to move ahead on government formation, and indeed, we don't think it's had an impact on the people of the country moving ahead towards their commitment to a better future.
But near the site of Sunday's bomb in front of the Iranian embassy, local shopkeepers felt more despair than determination. Saad Hassan, whose vegetable stand was damaged by the blast, blames the political deadlock for the bombs. It's a lie that Al-Qaeda did the bombing, says Hassan. This is between politicians, he says, who are fighting over seats in parliament. Hassan says corrupt officials are allowing car bombs into these sensitive areas, though he doesn't know exactly how the politicians stand to benefit. The two leading candidates, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi, both condemned the bombings, and in some ways they remain in campaign mode. Maliki announced what he said would be a doubling of security in Baghdad, and Alawi announced a blood drive and gave a press statement while donating. Neither man seems close to announcing the thing that many hope will stem the violence. That's a new Iraqi government. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.